Hello, everyone. Rashid Elayat. And then I'm going to recite for the aspirations, immeasurable aspirations, immeasurable compassion, immeasurable loving kindness, immeasurable compassion, immeasurable equanimity. Rejoice, immeasurable rejoice and immeasurable equanimity. May all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness, devoid of suffering. And may they dwell in the great equanimity that is free from attachment, aversion, and aversion. And then, last time we were part of we this dedication part of this teaching. And the first part is the dedication towards all sentient beings. Through studying this text, we dedicate with this composer, author, Shantideva. Dedicate all this merit towards all sentient beings. And what this is for is for free from suffering and achieve liberation and happiness. The enlightenment, it's not afflicted or happiness. And then the in the each kind of a part of this six existence, three realms, six kind of class of beings. So first is the hell realm. In hell, so many beings are suffering, wish them are free from those harsh environment. In fact, the main cause of this suffering is mental delusion and mental distortion and the negative imprint of actions and activities is. So the way to purify or transform is to transform our own mind and purify our own mind from negative, destructive, to turn to positive and constructive, or you can say virtuous deeds. And of course, there are so many good example, like a Buddha, Bodhisattvas, who did great kind of accomplishment, already done many good activities in the past. So they are already achieved, attained inconceivable, immeasurable, or uncomparable, unsurpassable, the achievement like Buddha. So we should pray for them, strengthening us, and also which is the we can pray for the unfortunate beings in lower realms. And then when they're facing difficulties, which they kind of meet, or through this prayer they can transform their mind and also the power of the enlightened beings are manifesting in different ways to help sentient beings in different realms. So we are also praying for that virtuous activities that spread more wider. And also, when you are praying for others and have a good, virtuous, compassionate mind, you are transforming yourself, first place. And also, in the past, you're purifying past, you know, connections, karmic relations, and also changing the future with may you meet, going to kind of leading your karma, leading your own consciousness into better place. And then the animal realm, hungry ghost realm, and then the three upper realms, human realm, and the Asuri realm or demigod realms, and the god realm. So for them, which they also not perfect place, so they do have a, especially human and Asuri, they are a more strong pain and fear, suffering. So, and also God realm, temporarily they are okay, but finally they still have limitations. So we pray for them to depart from suffering and fulfill their wish to find everlasting happiness. And for this part, I think we are in this part. We may already read this part, but I don't, yes, I think 166, maybe we are now in 67 or 66. I will briefly. And this part is saying, which, there are many beings are, without proper food and clothing, even difficult to find pure water, and they're sick with this muddy or dirty water. Shortage of water, shortage is very common in different places. There are some people, maybe mentally they are okay, healthy, but physically they don't find enough food, nutrition, sustainable kind of development. Existence is difficult for them. Season changes, climate change, and also overfishing and the tree log. These happens, then water shortage or underwater, underground water also go deeper and deeper, become kind of lower the of average of the quantity, and many lakes are disappearing in our world, and there are economic plantation trees, palm trees, or other things create more oil or something, but that is also very harmful. Some trees are taking over all of the other natural environment, and in certain time the land become unusable kind of land. They're too much extracting, too much the ground water. And then that didn't last long, too much long. So these, still exist. And, according to some information said, there are, close to 1 billion people have not enough food. And they are constantly or partially hungry. And also there are many like this, so we have to know the world is not perfect yet. So we, of course, some people may think that then you should do something, actual activities, not just pray. But there are country, nations, and individual leaders, are doing good or doing bad in many things. There are sometimes shortage of the far having good view of development and systematic kind of continuation of sustainable kind of development is very necessary, but also temporarily many how people are greedy or corrupted politicians, these could involve many disaster, human-made disaster, man-made disaster. So some are natural climate or the long history in those regions, famine, war, and other things happens. So any good action, even if maybe not in this life, but some, whether you think or you say or you do, all virtuous has a meaning. Even anything, good thing or bad thing, is started from mind, and the actions usually follows, like speech and doing things. But not everyone in that position to do something. It's sometimes it's distant, different culture, different kind of a life cycle and life path. But at least we consider, or at least we kind of support that idea of free from suffering. And sometimes it's said, we are kind of bring the aspiration of saving the sentient beings, and then actually whatever is doing is the make this world better, little better than this. So this practice, when you have a more ability, more advantages, more resources, one day, maybe that's not this life, but with your prayer, your wish, and your kind of a commitment, future lives, if you find a more kind of a position or more advantages to help sentient beings. So it's like that, not when once you think everything fulfilled, it's difficult. But starting from the vision and the aspiration. And also, like many beings, including animal and even ants or the small bugs, they have a disease. Like human being, dogs, cow, elephant, or horses, they also do. So we pray for them to free from those disease. And also sometimes in the sutra teachings said, Buddha are the kin of a physician, the doctor, and Dharma is the right kind of medicine, and the Sangha is the community of the service or nurses, which is helping sentient being, the Buddha Dharma Sangha. The position, the character should be like helping patients through medicine, doctor, medicine, and the servants, or these. And then what requirement for Buddha, the doctor or physician, is that he's a great kind of a physician, is have to able to understand the disease and the, what is the cause of disease. If you cannot detect what is a disease or what type of disease that you have already in the, what place or a part of your body, then you cannot say much. But first you can diagnosis, and then you also understand the causes of this disease. And then have to know proper treatment. And also how kind of to prevent and not come back this disease again. So how to immune that disease. So they said, this is what God, the Buddha taught Four Noble truth of suffering and the origin or cause of suffering and cessation of the path. It's the same kind of a method. Of course, if Buddha say the cessation or how to immune or prevent is saying about the liberation. As long as you are in a suffering, a samsaric life, samsaric cycle of existence, then you reborn again, you have a kind of a different type of a cycle and a suffering, some type of suffering unavoidable. But you want to totally avoid those cycle, then the path of liberation, enlightenment is the right path. And there are many of those teachings. So this part is we are praying. And also said, I may have read already this part, but I will continue. 22.166. May those who go in dread have no more fear. May a captives be unchained and now set free. And may the weak receive their strength. May living beings help each other in kindness. These fear, of course, it's always a serious or always one major kind of topics. Sometimes in a different time, we humans beings or other sentient beings have, according their environment and the situation, they have different fears. Some fear reasonable and also helpful sometimes, but many fears are not helpful. For relative situation. And fear, for example, we fear the earthquake or tsunami or tornado or anything like that, those fire, wildfire, these, of course, we should fear. We should try to prevent or make it not happen in the future. But some are difficult to know when they will happen. And the cause is various, many kind of a situation may cause these happens. And also famine, war, and the different disease spreading in the society, we also should try to avoid and try to kind of protect each other. War and famine, and these are more kind of a individual can make participate and then to try to change this situation. And then personal conflict or the fear of not good enough or growing and become old age and sickness and death. These are also we have to deal during the life duration of this life and also future life, past life, this situation. And then it's more human psychology is highly kind of a complicated, sophisticated. And then the fear, the most difficult, sometimes it's even for some people, it's their own mind. they don't have this environmental issue and four elements issue and not a disease, famine, war, these. It's not thinking about these old age and sickness, these same things. And not tiger or snake or wolf, the attacking, or in ancient time, there are a lot of these wild kind of fierce animal will attack you or say something. But it's a mental, the ones even peaceful, living in a peaceful, protected environment, but you have a kind of tragedy and the difficulties because of the five poisons or the different kind of expectation, fear, what's it called, hope and fear, those, so desire, hatred, and the different kind of type of ignorance or competition, and some are not the twisted values. Maybe for some, if you don't have a brand kind of things to wear, then you feel difficult because the business world encourages people to buy those brand name. And also we tend to think we have many more lives or many years to live. So we kind of exhaust our time and energy to gain more those things happen. So it's said the doubt, or sometimes it's a suspicion, sometimes it's many things of mental kind of activities. If you can lead with the virtue and the kind of a compassionate wisdom, mind will kind of lead your life, become free from suffering. But also with the delusion and poisons, mind can make heaven in hell or hell in heaven. So it depends on which kind of directions and trust or beliefs or you have. So for some people, mind easily believe of something bad than good. There was think something happens, but always negative. Well, this will going to be very negative, or that will going to be very negative. Always predict thinking about something negative. For some people, wish their good thing happen, and if there is a bad thing happen, I will try to kind of reverse or change that situation to transform into positive. So have with the confidence and with the proper kind of preparedness or openness, then this mental is different. If it's maybe some people very positive, but with that something happens, they turn to very negative, or this happens, or some people always positive. So these are what kind of a karmic habituation you have. You may have those patterns, curse in your mind. So generally here, wishing the all sentient beings which is free from fear, unnecessary and burden, fear, like Shantideva also in this way of Bodhisattva said, if same thing, situation or things are changeable through your own effort, then make your effort. And if you analyze and the things are in kind of preventable, cannot change by your own ability, then just kind of accept that fact and do whatever you can do. But overwhelming fear without doing anything. If you are thinking of something, worrying too much, but you are worrying, no one knows you are worrying, and not helping the situation, what is used for worrying too much. So he said, of course, some people say worrying, you know, worrying not all this depends on situation of your own mental kind of qualities. And also, sometimes people won't think worrying or harming me actually without help, anything, anybody, but even harming yourself too much, kind of a fear and worry too much, then cause of a sleepless heart attack, many issues, human relation, daytime, your life condition is low, eating food is not very sound, sleep is not sound, eating food is kind of tasteless. All these can happen because of the not detect or not analyze, aware of those, what's happening in your mind, your own mind like that. And then my travelers upon the road find the happiness no matter where they go. And may they gain without a need of toil. The goals on which they set their hearts. And then before there has the, another one, it's may the weak receive the strength. This is very important also too. In a certain places or time, we should say, we should wish weak people, marginalized people, segregations, used to discrimination, all the many things happens in the history. And Edward Eris or Eris or something, I think Australian one person. I saw his picture with the Aboriginal like people, and then he was using the like dog chain. And putting these native Australian people's neck, and then these chains are kind of linked with another person, four or five people, and together, and they are like treated like a animal, and then seems it's a inhuman kind of a way to do it. We for prisoner, I don't know, today even doing in a different government, they are tied chain or many heavy kind of a put on their feet on and the hand or hands these, and also different kind of a way to torturing the those tools, and still exist in a civilized country or world. But some control may be necessary. They are harming each other or attacking the guard or those. But I'm not sure this Australian person, he's kind of Edward, I think is the last name of this. Ire or something, I don't know. So I'm not sure if those are prisoners or just normal people. But in the colonial time, there are many terrible situations happens, and then they treat the other people, native people, like a different, very, very harsh way. These happens. And also, not only in Australia, but America, and Central America, South America, and many area happens in recent kind of few hundred years. That's why recently we had a huge amount of people protesting, and also there are difficult kind of political parties and involving different view and power, but we are just saying as a human being, we know in a different world of part of different world, the world or different part of the world. In Asia also too, today in India, there are highly kind of a classed, the caste system. These are very backward and also harmful society system. And in certain days and times, they are maybe very suitable for those environment. This happened. Many situations developed by bad kin sometimes, or the environment. That environment is kind of suitable in some certain kind of condition. So we difficult to use time frame of today to judge the past. But generally we should change according time and some useful or practical in the past, but not saying this is because of tradition or we should keep those. Sometimes it's bound with faith, religion, ritual practice, and also some kind of a local culture, costume, and also people kind of a superstition. Sometimes have those some people thinking killing the enemy of your own community or will kind of bring your community blessing, your poisoning your enemy will kind of transform their fortune to you or something. These kind of different things happens. But we are saying we should, in the future world, we should be more respect. In certain time, people respect powerful people and capable people, but not respecting the kind of people in a weak position. Without background or low background support at the kind of a community or place, or country. Some people judge people according to their wealth, how much money you have. Some according to your, how much you kind of, what the status you have. In the ancient time, still, if there is important to check your last name, what is your last name? And also in some time, some places, their appearance, feature, well, how you look is very important. And also these we can understand as a human being. We are not like a highly enlightened or society, but we should at the same time, they have the sensibility towards also kind of a mind. It said, sentient beings carrying their pain and pleasure, able to kind of feel, able to feel pain and pleasure. These are very common for all different type of kind of male, female discrimination used to have. Today, maybe reduced in a certain sense. So, as long as we can feel, so it said when Tibetan master, he often emphasized we are same in physical, psychologically, and also mentally. Of course, people are different mental disposition or physical strengthening these, but it's a basic condition is same. So that's a very true. So we should know this. But then also too, in some weak people become stronger, then they will become bully, they become like a demon. This happens. So what is best is here said, may living beings help each other in kindness. It's important to stronger people will consider or mind of about the weak people, weak side of the community of the world. And also weak people also shouldn't have the hatred and kind of endless kind of a revenge mentality, but also have the positive and constructive and understanding and learn to kind of leave certain kind of suffering or these behind and keep forward in a new kind of a mentality or a new kind of thinking. It's important. It's important. Otherwise, it's said the never-ending kind of cycle of hatred is continuing. So it's important to say, as long as we are not seeking kind of war and conflict, so we should all have a trying to learn or the forgiveness, tolerance, loving compassion. These there are some great example in Tibet too. Some two family had a fight or something. Young adult. Adult, he killed another family's member, but the other side of their family member, they have a certain kind of a practice or spiritual strong. They can kind of how to say practice or certain able to maintain their virtue and. Good deeds, said, since you two fight and then the one kill, but the other one, if you, the family will kind of emphasize or condemn or to request that judge to sentence to the death, that is happen, you could do it because it, in their killing a human being, just one person, you should get death penalty. That kind of law exists. But this family, well, not only one, but many cases of this situation in recent years, in 10, 20 years, in the past also they do, but recent also. This is not the place we are saying every place there are once a year, there are conflict and some people are dying, but less people thinking is the revenge is important. They will think as a human being, the other side also has a family members and even some has a wife or child, children, these. So they want the judge to not to do good, the harsh penalty or harsh, what's this, a penalty, sentence those people to the death. So those happens. That is saying even weak or, not weak, maybe it's a victim side of this family still thinking about the well-being of the other side. Of the people. So this is very important. My traveler is upon the road, this already read. So this is, we are dominant by business. Well, this world is kind of an important role. Business people are taking important role. More than ancient time. In the past, business class are kind of not that high. For example, Indian caste system, the highest part is Brahmin, and then the king or queen, these, and then soldier, and they protect the king and the queen, these royal family, these. And then the normal people, business people continue now, but the business people have a higher kind of a position and a very big power. But of course it's important, and then business is the human flourishing part of this. So it's important, and may they can do successful business if business is good, then the entire many relations related to many family, many things. As we said, the business also have a, we say, dark side, or the, you can say, they already twist the many, our way of our purchase things. They have a great influence in the society and the political realm, or the ordinary people's mind. And they just want to sell the stuff and then create many status and many kind of a different strategies to make people continue to work and buy, and to pursuing happiness in that way. So, but anyway, it's a personal choices, and sometimes this is a kind of societal choices or government choices. So combined use, so business is very important. So we should to do successful. And many people have to, when business is good, they kind of have a good income. When business is down, then they have a fear, conflict, and then even business war happens between country, between different company, and sometimes the family, domestic fighting, these happens because of a lacking of resources and not enough kind of money, and then they have a difficulty. In Chinese phrase, that one poor couple have a more fight or something like that. It's a more less income than many argument, worrying things, and then forget to love, and then to blame each other. Then many things started, and also even many crimes, because of not enough kind of overall society not rich, so maybe in certain country more crime happens. People go through easy way or dangerous way to get the money or something. So if a society not the poor, or these are not the only condition to become violent society, or unsafe, not a very safe society, which is a crime rate very high. For example, I remember I went to some country in Southeast Asia, and those GDP or these are quite low, very low. But overall, you day and night you went to the countryside or in the city. People have a very safe kind of the feeling, the environment, attitude, very, very nice. Some people kept their gold or something, money, just kind of the draw and the next place. They don't lock their door or no problem. Some, the social norms and the influence from, I think as Buddha also, these are quite marvelous sometimes in some place. In some certain place, although they have a Buddha Dharma teaching, but still the society, you can say some are very good, perfect, like not belong to this world. It's like godly kind of a people there. But also some people are terrible, like a ghost or a demon or something. Of course, they are... they do many things, bad things. These also exist, but I found some place, area, quite safe with a not very developed kind of society. May those who put to sea in a boat or ship attain the parts that they desire. And may they safely come to shore. Sure. And the sweet reunion with their kith and kin. So now it also again related to our today's situation. There are many ways to travel, very different vehicle and vessel to travel. And because of this pandemic lockdown, many people cannot go back to their relative family. They cannot travel for their business. And some people stuck in overseas and over abroad, through the other side of the country, or even just a mountain between, but very difficult to get the access. Some people run out money, some people kind of protesting. This happens, many people seen. But in the ancient time also, country to country, and there may be bandit robberies, and also many things, mob, people kind of claim, rob, sometimes for the money or other things, business stock, killing people. This happens. Sometimes in ancient time, I read some books, and travel overseas is also very dangerous due to some, what's it called, carrots or parrots. Yeah, those robberies come overseas. And sometimes it's a dangerous disease spread, and because boats or these are small, so easily transfer to human to human. And with the not different type of nutrition, some cause blood disease, special type of blood disease. And also sometimes they cannot, they don't have it. Today we have those balance, the weather report. And then some big waves and happens. Weather. It's also very dangerous sometimes. And the speed of travel is low compared to our time today. And also different season. Sometimes because of under kind of water going the north or south, they take advantage of that and use the wind to blow, they go faster. But if you necessary, sometimes for business, you go against those very difficult, very labor costing, very hard job to travel. And these situations, so even one just in Tibet, I remember, you have to cross Yellow River from our town to other town, Yellow River. But between there is no bridge in old time, so people have to swim, or you can grab. You don't know how to swim, then you just grab a tail of horse tail, and sometimes you can put some bushes and make a small kind of a platform you can hang on. But sometimes it's just without platform, you just hang on with grab, two hands grab the horse tail, and you are the other side, but it's so dangerous. Dangerous. And when people crossing there, always the kind of shouting some prayers, and remember. May those who lost their way to away and under wander in the wild, find fellow travelers and safe from threat threat of the thieves and savage beasts. May they be tireless and the journey light. and their journey light. So this is a because as we said in travel today, we have a road, highway road, and a metro or these airplane, the time and the fixed kind of the time, everything is very precise. When you arrive and what time is there, when you come back, what times you can book a round trip ticket. This situation now we have. But in ancient times, there is no railway, railroad, and no airplane, no kind of even no good kind of a car road. So the best road is for cargo, these horses goes. So consider used to one cargo can go through, consider as a wide road. But today cargo can go through, it's a kind of even not road. So, and today we have a many kind of even a crossing, there is a sign of this you can sleep because there are rock falls or there is a something, how long you go the other side, how distance is marked in the sign. So you can calculate your time and measuring your kind of speed and these. But in ancient time, you may miss a cross or something. Then you kind of you went a wrong way for many days or hours. Then you have to come back, or so you don't know what the danger is in ahead in the future this side. Sometimes animals, sometimes it's people, human beings are doing bad things. There are maybe travelers, travel notes we can see through that. And some places have to prepare this and that. Sometimes water, 2-3 days without water, you should have to store it. And if you have a camel or the horses or something, you're on your back, you can carry those. And so it's a tiring work every day. You have to load things up and down, up and down. Sometimes you have horse on the camel. They were kind of kicking and falling back. They also have to eat. You have to taking care of them. Sometimes people, thief, take those off of you, out of you. Then need to load nowhere to carry. So there are many troubles like that. So, you know, wild animal is very, today we unthinkable, those days, a wild animal, how terrible, difficult it is to travel. If you go through the forest or the many things, field, or you go through without a human, the kind of wilderness, some places, not much human activities, those are dangerous place. even we have today many things, but there with not some kind of guaranteed safety is not there. Today, if you travel, maybe I holding passport, American passport. If you travel to Middle East or some place, may face difficulties. Sometimes even kidnapping people sometimes happens once in a while, not always, but much easier than before, of course, but still you can get the disease and also encounter with some unfortunate situation. Some people went to Italy or France for holidays, kind of travel, but end up facing their also cell phone or wallet or took by people, sometimes directly kind of not a thief, but robbery directly kind of from your hands, and your goods were kind of swept away. This situation happens. And then they said, we wish that don't want to happen. What we wish here is saying, because of this situation still possible, so we wish they are safe and everything smooth, safe, sound, trouble. My children and the aged and all those without protection, wandering in fearful, pathless wastes, who fall asleep unconscious of their peril, have a pure celestial beings as their guardians. So this will still have a dedicating towards the human and other fortunate realms. And the young age children or old age people have less physical strength. Some people will take advantage of those. So these travel, you may be easily tired. You won't encounter with a different hatred mind. These minds who have a deep kind of desire or greed, then they may harm you. So they said, wish they are kind of also blessed by guardians to protect you. How to protect you? Have to be guardians of the celestial beings. Celestial beings have to bless the other side of sentient beings, which may kind of invade, or may do harmful things. If their mind is peaceful, they are contained, their mind become a compassionate mind, then will be no harm. So also you should kind of do good. So do good, be good, influences each other and creates society, kind of a culture of peace and a culture of morality, some certain level. So people behave right norm or virtuously. And then some people also believe in the ancient time, even today. You go through new places or travel to the country, you shouldn't at least study or know some degree of their culture and costumes, law of that country, of society. And also even you should respect their kind of what their belief of religion, and if they have a kind of earth or sky, tree, rock, river, any kind of they believe that's the sacred place or important sites, you also should respect those places and not to the kind of a look down or spiritual kind of a mentality, but humble yourself and to not against anybody. And then the down below is the wish fulfilling prayers. This part, I wish everybody success in their wish if that is good for them. Or it's a good, it's a virtuous kind of broadly say, basically you can say, it's kind of today we can say universal value, or at least they don't harm others. They can, if they don't have. So any good wishes, if some people have a very bad wish, of course we should spend the, or you will fulfill your wishes, but not good for you and others, and kind of common interest, more the individual kind of bring fortune and bring kind of we can say karma, virtuous karma. It said karma means you have to look after not only this temporary situation, but you have to take a look the past, present, and future. So temporarily very good, but for long run or the long situation is bad. So then we should kind of sacrifice temporary kind of good, the satisfaction or bring benefits, but to also serve for the long kind of duration, long term, for goodness of that. So keep that self-discipline or kind of resisting from that kind of things. So these are important. May all be free from state of bondage. May they be possessed of wisdom, faith, and love with the perfect sustenance and conduct. May they always have a remembrance of their former lives. So this is said, we should have a fortunate to engage with the enlightened path of spirituality. So you know, everyone was seeking for freedom, free from suffering, cause of suffering, then we should engage, know our mind and our phenomena of mind. These we should study more. For those that we should have free from the difficult circumstances, those if you are not seeking for any spiritual or path, this mind path or inner path, then you may think, oh, I'm just looking for, in the entire my life, clothing and food, that's all. I don't care about the rest. These, or some people strongly believe there is no such a good and bad differences. So for relative world, if that mentality may kind of cause you not to follow virtuous deeds. And so all these kind of eight, said if you keep doing what is previous, and if it's negative, if you say this is our own family kind of legacy to do war and to do kind of harmful things for animal or human beings, that is also turn you from a virtuous or spiritual path in doing good. Some people say, oh, family lineage is so worldly kind of family lineage more important than spiritual lineage. Then it's sometimes a cause of these heroic or works, many things. So now it's we should cultivate what we should do with the good, the kind of circumstances, opportunity. Then we should believe or build trust with something good and beneficial towards not only you but others too. And with this mind of compassion, faith, it's important. Faith have to be reason, based on the reason, so wisdom is important. So with the wisdom and the compassion, you strongly believe of that is important for not only religious people, but the overall kind of all sentient beings, human and other sentient beings. You're able to analyze things properly, and also carrying those, even scientists also, to students, your farmers and nomad or anything, any being, anybody. It's important to have this kind of bright mind with a gentle kind of heart. So if this, everybody have a different culture, different influence, with sometimes maybe people believe of people lineage from human. Some people have a more connection with a non-human kind of figures, some deity or some kind of mental extracted figure. And actually it's a model of the perfect one. That kind of, so it's all acceptable, and for individual, some people think of their hero or their own father, mother. Maybe they are very good and kind and warm, very wise or anything. So it's a good too. But as a Buddhist, we say Buddha Dharma Sangha. Buddha is the perfect achievement of the enlightenment. And Dharma are the proper way, many different ways to liberate and also even achieve Buddhahood. And fully enlightened mind. And then Sangha is the companion or community of the pursuing that path. So then he said, this is kind of three jewels to lead to a better life of this and the future lives, even going to be more brighter. Eventually you're going to attain realization Buddhahood. So for this also we should say, for this life, if you are constantly facing many difficulties, for greater kind of great one who is spiritual, practice is very advanced kind of practitioners. For them, maybe the challenging time and the situation is kind of good thing to happen. For them, some people, they say, well, in difficult time, they're more strengthened in their ability, the inner abilities. They're strengthened in practice training. It's going to progress very fast. But overall, generally, they say, we should, we are all looking for peaceful and environment with the have an opportunity to study and make the own society, the study and the whole practice more mature, fruitful. They shouldn't have the kind of obscuration too much, too big, unbearable obscurations. And also we should often memorize or remembrance of their former lives, because of if we think of a past life, anything we encounter with today, this life, we not only point of view of only this situation, circumstances, we can explain everything. But in some situation, we have to say, but because of when I childhood, I have built up this kind of a personality, characteristic kind of a behavior, with a certain type of, because of my culture and my father and mother's kind of physical and mental activities and influences, these kind of impacted me and become how I become now this, or my school teacher and or the society, which is some red book you read influence you, or the media, or the others, or you kind of become one member of some party or company, business circle, or kind of a religious group. spiritual kind of practitioners, bigger group of Sangha, or many things can influence and change one person become. So similarly, not only this life, also previous life, it said we, through, if one thing happened, you are very angry, but same time you should think, this is a great opportunity to seize of the past karmic patterns that we should stop bad karmic kind of fruition, not make it plant seed again to become a next wave pardon. So you should think of this is an opportunity to purify yourself. And also this is an opportunity to make future, better now and the future. So the methods or the solution should be kind of a with the compassion and the wisdom. So it's a part of purification. And also we are paying back the past lives or past times karmic debt. So it's like addressing that negativities in past may have a positive, negative, many things, but even this imprint or pattern of negativities possibly happens, so we will kind of take this time of a challenging time or opportunity as good opportunity to address, transform, changing, and the future and the past. So future cannot change it directly, but with the changing that kind of the stream of that power or karma, then you are also changing the route of the path. Yeah. So, still have time. May everyone have a unrestricted wealth. Just like a jewelry, a treasury of space, enjoying it according their wish, without a trace of harm or enmity. And that is a link with the Akashakarpa's practice, Bodhisattva Akashakarpa, then the complete you with that. It said that you were reborn in a society that is very wealthy and the material and the things are, you have no kind of shortage of those. Once you have attained those kind of virtuous deeds, you did this, and then it's important to actually, this also said Akashakarpa Bodhisattva, there are also sutras you can read, just Akashakarpa Sutra, and there's methods also to train your mind to become samadhi. Actually, you have to achieve samadhi. Doesn't matter which kind of bodhisattva you practice. And then in the future lives, even that before you attend to reach enlightenment, you will be kind of in an unexhaustible kind of never use resources of society. You will be born in those and having good time with the spiritual practice. For some people, because if you are in a wealthy society, you don't feel much, but for poor society, life is hard, very difficult. And sometimes it's, how to say, in heart, no, it's not always hard. For some, if you have 10 kids, children in the society, but a very limited income, and then your children are hungry or they were crying or asking something, that you buy this and for them, basic needs you cannot provide for parents, very difficult. But the kids, once you eat, kind of they have, you find something to eat, then they're laughing, running around, they're very happy, they are not, even parents, they are not always, but they have a constant kind of a shortage of something, then they are worrying much. They don't eat themselves, and without, as we said, many people, like practitioners, PQs, they are only eating two meals actually, lunch time. Before lunch time, they finish 12 noon, so then they don't eat for afternoon. These are just personal preference, so it's okay. For other kind of people who practice of Nyoni, that they will eat only one day a meal, and some people did many years, maybe 10 years for those. But still, body condition is good, like my relative, someone like that. Other society, because we have eat food or everything, but this is practice for them. Practice. But other places, they not practicing anything, but they don't have food. Sometimes at least for them, they have to sleep with an empty stomach or something. So these are not easy. So is she there without harm, trace of harm in the image? Everything should be very good, smooth. So these, there's no much conflict because of the food and their arguments because of this and that. Even relative friends, because of little bit this and that, shortage of this, and then people mind become more evil mind, and it's difficult. May beings destitute of a splendor be magnificent and bright, and those who suffer from deformity acquire great beauty and perfection. And this is physically, some people, because of a tough life or environment situation, so they looks kind of a face, the appearance and the facial kind of expression is not very pleasant, or you can see through that there is a sadness or something happens. So which they are, because of changing their inner and outer both side kind of condition, so they become more magnificent and look beautiful and kind of able to, how to say, friendly, or it's a good kind of, and some people without treatment or be the sickness happens, so they could become their hands, legs, and all other become very, very skinny, or shoulder, kind of low shoulder, or their joint part have a problem to walk or walking or something. So wish their physical kind of existence will be perfect and beauty important. And then, and those by all the merit I have to gain, may all the women be of the world attain the strength of the masculinity. I'm not sure if it's masculinity, I think. And may the lowly come to excellence, the proud and the haughty lose their arrogance. Maybe this pronunciation, I'm not sure, but So this is some people in the past time, of course, there are not only spiritual teachings, but generally Buddha always emphasized all sentient beings are equal. And well, not only human, different place and races and gender, but all sentient beings are equal. They equally possess the seeds of compassion and wisdom, said, or even they can reach the highest enlightenment, that is Buddhahood. All sentient beings has this capacity and potential to strengthen themselves, reach that fullness, fully enlightened kind of state. And also, relatively, societies different have a different kind of social practices. I think some are also influences. So, let's see. So they wish women maybe have a less physical strength. Mentally, I think it's same. Men and even women, for some women, much better, less physical strength, also much better than some men. So, but the average, you can say maybe men, physical strength are more. So here saying, because of this very physical strength, men also could be the kind of manipulator or kind of a bully the other people who less physical strength. Even between man and man, they do that by kind of showing muscles and their tallness or something to gain upper hand kind of a feeling, top dog, that kind of thing. So that those are not good. But for work or for do good things, maybe also sometimes need strength to work in the field, outside, inside. Many things, if you have to walk long distance, and also some happens. So this is not a kind of a absolutely true, but relatively there is maybe some this and that situation in ancient time and nowadays. So it said we should maybe for human men have to be more gentle like women. You should transform into like most like a mother type of compassionate kind of attitude, a more sensible person. Some men more tough or merciless. These are kind of you can say. Sometimes in a demon in Tibet, I think there are both male and female demons, but I think most people draw demon as a man kind of type of demon. So we can say man broke the many wars. I remember when I went to France and those picture, the paintings, so many of those. Yeah, but the many number of those I saw, it's women are between the war, a war to fighting, both have a sword and knife, but women are carrying their child in between and try to stop the war. So I think those are a great kind of image. So similarly, of course, these words, may those who put to sea in boat of, well, this is the other side, and those by all the merit I have gained, may every beings leaving none side, abandon all their evil way and embrace goodness now and evermore. And then I think I'm left to the in previous stanza. There is one said, poor people should become wealthier. Because women should have more physical strength. And similarly said that for some people, poorer people, they should have a more kind of physical strength. They should have a more wealthy kind of more money or more anything, become richer. Sometimes because of a shortage of something, your parents or parents, father, mother, all not much in kind of success in money. And then, so if you short of in certain amount of a kind of basic level, then it's difficult. In certain reach, also more is not much impact working kind of existence. But it's kind of just desire. For those people who too much have a proud, too much proud, as we said, the human man should kind of become gentler. Similarly, who too much ego of self, too much, then it's kind of crazy. It should more become gentle and commutable, compare the, let's say, friendly nature with other people, humble attitude. These are important. So these are great teaching and also the way to lead one's life into happiness. And then also we read this, reach all sentient beings because of our practice or my practice of this virtue. And to pacify the evil kind of negative karma, and everyone have the will and joy to contain or continue in that kind of altruistic activities and create the merit and qualities that serve yourself and other sentient beings, and in this and then this is insane. This dedication is to praying for engaging with the right proper path. It said, well, now there are so many wishes and the aspirations. Now what we should do then? They said, in this text, this is about to practice way of bodhisattva. So it's important to say proper kind of practice of this Mahayana path. So from bodhicitta, may they never separate and constantly engage in bodhisattva actions. May they be accepted as a displays, disciples by the Buddhas. And drawing back from what the demons work. Yes, and so it said, I wish everyone, all sentient beings, engage in practice with the bodhicitta, not to kind of reducing, but increase of that bodhicitta, and full of energy and aspiration to practice the path of bodhisattva. And also that is said, you are going to be naturally blessed by all enlightened beings with those goodness. And always thinking about you, you don't have to necessarily pray for Buddha and Bodhisattva, as long as you have a bodhicitta mind of enlightenment to altruistic mind, you will be considered by those enlightened beings and also helped and blessed by those enlightened ones. So we are kind of definitely have to, we will overcome and prevent those, all these obscurations on the, our path of life. It said, Dengguan Rinpoche said, Arhat is seeking self-liberation. So if Arhat, load of Arhats staying on a car, for example, truck, for example, then it said Buddha may also, of course, Buddha, they are sentient beings, are equal, everyone should be kind of helped. So Buddha will be kind of a pull the car with a, to help them to move forward. But if one person jump into car with who is kind of has a, possess the bodhicitta, then Buddha also happily use his kind of a shoulder or something to kind of push that car forward. That means because this person who has bodhicitta mind of enlightenment, so they are countless beings, they are working or as their aspiration behind is their aspiration is for all sentient beings. So for this, because some people think all sentient beings are difficult, practically, they are, we think this way. But it's big because of all the relative phenomenon, dualistic kind of perception itself collapses in a, you have to understand the emptiness of these. All things are exist, but same time also like dream and the illusion. So, as we said, there are, mind of these, wisdom aspect. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you, perceptions you have? Eventually you have to understand the emptiness. Then it's like it's like one person who had a dream, all what we trust in the dream is happening. He's kind of running here and there and helping or kind of fighting with these people and hiding or walking or something, doing many activities. Sometimes they hear things, many things, but they actually didn't move from his beds. So when he wake up and then see those are just because of his own mental kind of events, those periods happens. So for that, those ground is, should be understood as a, the all samsara, it's a kind of illusion. And path is combined with the absolute truth and the relative truth in one bodhicitta. Bodhicitta has an aspect of the emptiness and compassion. And then the fruition is you achieve kind of a emptiness through emptiness of wisdom, your self-liberation achieved through the form of the bodhicitta or compassion, you achieved kind of or able to manifest whatever kind of you want in this universe. So to achieve great kind of aim of capabilities. So that it's a kind of a, it's important one and all what is kind of a, in relative concept and in emptiness aspect. Have to consider this. Then we will stop here. Dedication prayers. As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shamada Bhadra as well, I now dedicate all this virtue following their example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a spring, by all the victorious ones throughout three times. All the fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicate the practicing discipline. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing from the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death, from the ocean of existence. May all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of merit and wisdom, and attain two secret kalyas that rises from merit and wisdom. Through this goodness, may omniscience be attained, and thereby may every enemy, mental defilement, be overcome. May beings be liberated from ocean of samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. And we'll continue to just read that last part. May all lives of a glorious master be secure. May all beings enjoy happiness and peace. May we accumulate merit and wisdom, purifying all negative karma, and sweetly reach enlightenment. Thank you very much, and have a good weekend.